Chapter 27. Yahweh's word came again to me, saying, "You, son of man, take up a lamentation over Tyre, and tell Tyre, you who dwell at the entry of the sea, who are the merchant of the peoples to many islands, the Lord Yahweh says, you, Tyre, have said, I am perfect in beauty. Your borders are in the heart of the seas. Your builders have perfected your beauty. They have made all your planks of cypress trees from Senir. They have taken a cedar from Lebanon to make a mast for you. They have made your oars of the oaks of Bashan. They have made your benches of ivory inlaid in cypress wood from the islands of Kittim. Your sail was of fine linen with embroidered work from Egypt, that it might be for you a banner. Blue and purple from the islands of Elisha was your awning. The inhabitants of Sidon and Arvad were your rowers. Your wise men, Tyre, were in you. They were your pilots. The old men of Gebal and its wise men were your repairers of ship seams in you. All the ships of the sea with their mariners were in you to deal with your merchandise. Persia, Lud, and Put were in your army, your men of war. They hung the shield and helmet in you. They showed your beauty. The men of Arvad with your army were on your walls all around, and valiant men were in your towers. They hung their shields on your walls all around. They have perfected your beauty. Tarshish was your merchant by reason of the multitude of all kinds of riches. They traded for your wares with silver, iron, tin, and lead. Javan, Tubal, and Meshesh were your traders. They traded the persons of men and vessels of bronze for your merchandise. They of the house of Togamara traded for your wares and horses, war horses and mules. The men of Dedan traded with you. Many islands were the market of your hand. They brought you horns of ivory and ebony in exchange. Syria was your merchant by reason of the multitude of your handiworks. They traded for you wares with emeralds, purple, embroidered work, fine linen, coral, and rubies. Judah and the land of Israel were your traders. They traded wheat of Minnith, confections, honey, oil, and balm for your merchandise. Damascus was your merchant for the multitude of your handiworks by reason of the multitude of all kinds of riches, with the wine of Helbon and white wool. Vedan and Javan traded with yarn for your wares. Wrought iron, cassia, and calamus were among your merchandise. Dedan was your merchant in precious saddle blankets for riding. Arabia and all the princes of Kedar were your favorite dealers in lambs, rams, and goats. In these they were your merchants. The traders of Sheba and Rama were your traders. They traded for your wares with the best of all spices, all precious stones and gold. Haran, Kane, Eden, the traders of Sheba, Asher, and Shilmad were your traders. These were your traders in choice wares, in wrappings of blue and embroidered work, and in cedar chests of rich clothing bound with cords among your merchandise. The ships of Tarshish were your caravans for your merchandise. You were replenished and made very glorious in the heart of the seas. Your rowers have brought you into great waters. The east wind has broken you in the heart of the seas. Your riches, your wares, your merchandise, your mariners, your pilots, your repairers of ship seams, the dealers in your merchandise, and all your men of war who are in you, with all your company which is among you, will fall into the heart of the seas in the day of your ruin. As the sound of the cry of your pilots, the pasture lands will shake. All who handle the oars, the mariners, and all the pilots of the sea will come down from their ships. They will stand on the land and will cause your voice to be heard over you and will cry bitterly. They will cast up dust on their heads. They will wallow in the ashes. They will make themselves bald for you and clothe themselves with sackcloth. They will weep for you in bitterness of soul, with bitter mourning. In their wailing, they take up a lamentation for you and lament over you, saying, who is there like Tyre, like her who is brought to silence in the middle of the sea? When your wares came from the seas, you filled many peoples. You enriched the kings of the earth with a multitude of your riches and your merchandise. In the time that you were broken by the seas, in the depths of the waters, your merchandise and all your company fell within you. All the inhabitants of the islands are astonished at you, and their kings are horribly afraid. They are troubled in their face. The merchants among the peoples hiss at you. You have come to a terrible end, and you will be no more.